Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, author and teacher Greg Patton will be living in today's world. But first, as we come to the close of September, it's time for a ministry update. An update on some of the important things happening here at the ministry. Some of the items we're going to share with you today are great, and some are sad. But we feel it's important for you to know how things are going at your Watchmen on the Wall program and Southwest Radio Ministries. First, some of the good. We are connecting with more and more people every day through the radio, online, and through the mail. We recently launched our brand new Moment of Prophecy e-newsletter, delivered to thousands of inboxes every week with the latest information on current events in Bible prophecy and special video messages from our speakers. This twice-a-week e-newsletter has been well-received, with feedback stating how much people appreciate the articles and devotionals that are in each e-newsletter. We're happy that we can offer these e-newsletters free of charge, and I would encourage each of you to sign up and start getting a Moment of Prophecy e-newsletters. We continue to have a tremendous response as well from our brand new listeners to Watchmen on the Wall. Brand new listeners that are wanting to learn more about our prophecy ministry. We have individuals and families requesting our new listener packs. Now, in each of the new listener packs, you'll find a welcome letter with history about the ministry, the latest issue of the Prophetic Observer, and a free gift. If you are a new listener, or if you know a new listener to Watchmen on the Wall, make sure that they request their free new listener pack. Another new outreach tool has been our podcast. Currently, we have two podcasts with more planned to launch in the near future. This daily program, Watchmen on the Wall, that you're listening to right now, is available as a podcast. And by doing that, it gives everyone the ability to listen to our timely interviews and sound prophecy teaching on their schedule. In the Beacon's Light, hosted by Jerry Tyson, is our second podcast. In the Beacon's Light explores, well, almost anything you can imagine. Board games, beginnings, travel, Bible characters, lighthouses, musical concepts, and current events. In the Beacon's Light wants to make you think about new things or see them differently, but all will be seen through the light of God's Word. New episodes of In the Beacon's Light are released each Tuesday and Friday. You can subscribe to these podcasts at iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and TuneIn. Or just simply subscribe by clicking on Podcast at the very top of our homepage at swrc.com. Podcasts are proving to be a new and exciting way to reach people right where they are. Also on the list of good things to report, conferences. Conferences are back, but in a new way. Due to COVID, we've begun scheduling a mix of online and in-person prophecy conferences. Earlier in the summer, we had an in-person one-day prophecy conference in Denver, Colorado, and we held our first ever all-online prophecy conference. We have our next online conference scheduled for October 28th through November the 6th, with our next in-person conference being held November 20th and 21st at the Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. Online or in person, we remain committed to getting the sound teaching of biblical prophecy to as many people as possible. Lord willing, in 2022, we are planning in-person conferences in Florida, Indiana, Ohio, Iowa, Nebraska, California, Tennessee, and Oklahoma, as well as several online conferences. So be sure and register right now for our fall virtual prophecy conference. We've got great speakers that are all online. Listen to this lineup: Billy Crone, Michael Hoggard, Bill Federer, Eric Barger, Greg Patton, Rob Lindstedt, Larry Stamm, James Collins, Kenneth Hill, and Larry Spargimino. What a lineup. Now, you can watch all of the teaching sessions on your schedule, when you want, as often as you want, from the comfort of your home. Watch anytime, as often as you want, between October 29th through November the 6th. Register today for our Fall Virtual Prophecy Conference. Go to swrc.com and just click on Conferences. Or you can just call 1-800-652-1144. We've had many supporters ask if we would be able to have tours to Israel ever again. Well, I'm happy to tell you that, Lord willing, next year we will be hosting tours to both Israel and Turkey. In fact, we want to officially invite you to join Southwest Radio Ministries on an 11-day Holy Land experience to Israel and Jordan. And we want to invite you on a 9-day Churches of Revelation tour in Turkey. These tours include all-inclusive pricing, and when we say all-inclusive, we mean all-inclusive. The all-inclusive pricing covers entrance and program fees, gratuities, overseas transfers, fuel surcharges and government taxes, and international airfare from New York City. Also included in the price are stays in first-class hotels, transportation in deluxe air-conditioned motor coaches, daily breakfast and dinner, as well as guided tours and Bible studies with both our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, and our staff evangelist, James Collins. You get to walk where Jesus walked. You get to see and experience Jerusalem, Petra, Masada, Galilee, Bethlehem, and Jericho. In Turkey, you get to visit Istanbul, Ephesus, and Smyrna, travel in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul, and see Thyatira, Colossae, Philadelphia, Sardis, Laodicea, and much, much more. Registration is now open for both of these tours, but space is limited and the tours are expected to fill up. Visit the tour section of our website. There you'll find all the dates, complete itineraries, pricing, and payment information. SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com. We invite you to come and experience the Holy Land with Southwest Radio Ministries, Israel, Jordan, and Turkey, with Dr. Larry Spargimino and James Collins. Register today, SWRC.com, or call 1-800-652-1144. You may remember last year you were asked to pray and support our print ministry as we were in need of new printing equipment. It had been several years since any new books had been published. Well, you responded, and you gave generously. We were able to purchase the needed equipment, and I am so happy to announce that new books have been coming off the presses. The Shepherd by James Collins was our first brand new book published, with several previously out-of-print books to follow. Romance of Romans, a new and updated version of Will the Church Go Through the Tribulation, 40 Irrefutable Signs, and guess what? We're just getting started. We have brand new books by Greg Patton, Larry Spargimino, James Collins, and Larry Stamm. I hope you can clearly see all the hard work that is happening every day to spread the good news of the gospel. We have a wonderful staff of dedicated individuals who love the Lord and come to work every day focused on reaching people for Jesus. Now, I need to share with you some sad news. You may recall we had a very traumatic time with our monthly mail being delivered properly back in the month of June. Many people never received their June pastor's letter, prophetic observer, or monthly book slip. The result was disastrous financially for the ministry. The June mail disaster, combined with the historically slow summer months of July and August, meant 3 consecutive months of very low response. As a result, some very difficult decisions have had to be made. Effective October 1st, Watchmen on the Wall Daily Broadcast will be leaving 6 radio stations. Those stations are KARI in Blaine, Washington, KATB in Anchorage, Alaska, KDKR in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, KERI in Bakersfield, California, KTLR in Oklahoma City, and WDJC in Birmingham, Alabama. The list of affected radio stations initially was quite larger. Thankfully, some of the stations were gracious and willing to work with us on the rate that they charge to be on the air in their cities. Now, we want to be crystal clear. We are not abandoning these cities and communities, some of which we've been ministering to for many, many years. In fact, in some, for decades. You can still access this daily program online at swrc.com. You can subscribe to Watchmen on the Wall as a podcast and listen every day that way as well. Friends, we will still be here for you and your families. We are still publishing needed books and DVDs. We're still holding online and in-person conferences. And we are still here reaching out to you through the mail, email, and online. Now, we all hope that this is the final round of radio station cuts for the year. Whether it is or not depends on you. We need your help. It can't be any more clearly stated than that. We need you. Now, more than ever, it is so important that we hear from you so we can stay on all of our remaining stations. So I'd like to ask you a question. Would you please prayerfully consider giving a financial gift today? Would you consider giving a donation? They say that if everyone does something, much can be accomplished. You can give online swrc.com. That's swrc.com. You can also give by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. And if you call to give your gift, when you do call, would you please tell the staff person that answers the phone thank you for their faithful service? I know they would appreciate that. Again, to our friends in these affected radio station markets in Blaine, Washington, Anchorage, Alaska, Dallas-Fort Worth, Bakersfield, Oklahoma City, and Birmingham, we are truly, truly sorry that we will no longer be on those radio stations. However, we are still here, and you can still listen, and you can still know that we are here for you. Again, we ask you to do two things today. We ask you to pray, and then we ask you to respond, and we ask you in that response to give. Again, you can give online, swrc.com, or by calling 1-800-652-1144. Lots of wonderful opportunities for outreach, and a lot of challenges to be able to continue. Please pray for SWRC and Watchmen on the Wall. Southwest Radio Ministries started all the way back in 1933. And Lord willing, and with your help, we'll continue to proclaim that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this important ministry update. We are so happy to have Greg Patton as part of our team, not only as a broadcast partner, but also as a speaker and author. Here is Greg with Living in Today's World.
Well, I was walking down memory lane recently. My wife and I decided we were going out to Amish country in the Leo Grable area here in Indiana, very heavily populated with the Amish, and we actually went to a Amish farm market. So much fun. All of this stuff for fall. There's the pumpkins and the gourds and the Indian corn. I mean, it's just where did they get all of this stuff? It was pretty cool. But I just thought of so many times standing there watching my wife go through things, and I thought, you know, I have done this so many times with her in my life. We met this time of year, the fall of 1960. It was an event I have liked ever since I was a little boy, the Fall Festival in Roanoke, Indiana. And things were a bit different this year. I had broken my foot, I was on crutches, and this beautiful, gorgeous human being came from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and moved out to our little town of Roanoke, Indiana, population 800. And I'm telling you, I wasn't the only one smitten by this woman's beauty. Guys in the sophomore class, junior class, and senior class took note. Why would she be interested? I walked her home on crutches through several blocks. I was in such pain by the time I got to her house, but that started it all. Is it really possible we have been together 60 years now? Oh, and you kind of wonder, why does God do what he does? And he doesn't play by the rules sometimes. Like, what do you mean, Greg? Well, I mean, this gal had just been saved at age 14 at a Christian school in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Lutheran school. Teacher, I guess, came in one day and just shared the gospel. And she went home and got in her bedroom and just asked God to forgive her of her sins and trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. But then again, how does God work? Because even at 14, a freshman in high school, I was a heathen. And somehow we got together, and wow, we have now served the Lord faithfully since 1974. She has been by my side through it all. Those first few years I was unsaved, she was backslidden, it was all about us. Initially we were going to take off and do all kinds of things and live a carefree life. She was doing nursing and modeling, and I was the big DJ, and from the Corvettes, fancy dress, the big homes, the show. Then we got saved back in 1973, and she really rededicated her life to the Lord at that time. Saved girl, hooks up with unsaved guy. Eventually we get saved and we're back to serving God. I don't know. I got to tell you, I don't know how God works so many times. I just know that he does, and I trust him, and I stopped trying to figure out everything. His ways are not my ways. Another example of that, my very salvation. It was a 16-year-old kid named Kevin Mitchell, Christian kid, who was listening to rock and roll music, listening to me, and I was his favorite DJ. We got together through a snowstorm, where just unbelievable set of circumstances. If you've ever heard our life story on Unshackled or maybe here on Southwest Radio Church, it's an unbelievable story. I was in a snowstorm and nothing moving anywhere in the area, and somehow his little old Volkswagen Bug made it through the snow. Unbelievable story. To my house to get me to the radio station so I wouldn't miss work. I still think about that. Impossible. The whole thing impossible. And so as he's taking me to the radio station 15 miles away down Interstate 74, we pass his church. And the kid says, I want you to go there with me sometime. I just met him. Not a religious person. Have no interest in church. Like the kid. No interest in church, you get it? But, I mean, it just stuck in my mind. God used this kid to get a disc jockey to church. And I got there. That was New Year's Eve, 1973. I remember sitting in the building saying, what am I doing here? There's a heavy set Southern preacher up there, of which I don't like heavyset people or Southerners. I mean, it just everything's wrong. Do you know how God does that sometimes? He seemingly uses everything that is wrong and turns it into something right. That was the greatest day of my life and didn't know it at the time. When that pastor gave that invitation, it was a wonderful New Year's Eve party at I-74 Baptist Church just outside of Indianapolis, Indiana. And there I am, and I go forward. God uses a young man a year younger than me, Roland Smith. He was studying for the ministry. When I stepped down the aisle to trying to figure out what was going on. When they gave the invitation, said, "You want to be saved?" I raised my hand eventually and got out in the aisle, and he took me to the pastor's office. And I'm looking at this guy, saying, "This guy's my same age. What does he know that I don't know?" Well, he knew he was going to heaven. He had been saved, and he was studying for the ministry, and we talked about all kinds of things. And of course, I think the devil helped me get him off track by asking about my long hair and smoking cigarettes and drinking and everything under the sun, wondering if God would accept me. Of course, he does. He takes you as you are. We finally got around to it, to the point of him asking, "Would you like to do this, Mr. Patton? Would you like to trust Jesus Christ as Savior?" Well, that's why I raised my hand, and that's why I stepped out in the aisle, and that's why I'm sitting here in this office with you. And here we are. Yeah, I don't know what it all means, but I do want to go to heaven when I die. I do want to change my life. I know we're going down a bad, wrong path here. Oh, my goodness. It was just, obviously, it's life-changing, isn't it? 2 Corinthians 5:17, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." I didn't know all that was happening at that time and didn't know how to pray, didn't know how to talk to God. And I remember the last thing, the last great punch Satan tried to deliver when he said, "Let's pray. Let's get down on our knees." Well, that seems so strange, really. Let's get down on our knees and we'll just talk to God. And I can pray and you just follow me. If it's in your heart, just say what I'm saying. And it's the same thing. My thinking at that time, I am a very well-known disc jockey with thousands and thousands of kids listening to me every night. I'm pretty good at talking. I don't need you to lead me in any prayer. And so he said, "I'll just agree with you. Go ahead there, sir." That was a terrible situation. I think I got God out of my mouth, or Father. I don't know what I said for sure. And I started to cry. Dad told me, "A man never cries unless he's hit over the head with a two before." He used that to get his point across. Men don't, I'm crying. Why am I crying? I think I realized that God was about to pick me up out of the muck and mire of this old world and put my feet upon a rock and save my soul. Something different is going to happen in my life right now. And I, after sobbing, just looked at him and said, "I can't do this. You go ahead and pray, and I'll follow you in this prayer." And he prayed a sinner's prayer, and I followed him in that, asking God to forgive me of my sins, and pretty simple, trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. And that, my friend, started the greatest adventure of my entire life living in today's world. Decades later, and here we are. I've never been more excited about the things of God than I am right now talking to you, my friend. God is using us in a very good church that we started decades ago, still there. Lots of associate pastors, and they are special. Oh, my goodness. Radio, television, books, all kinds of things coming out. Yeah, God knows exactly what he's doing. His timing is perfect. You and I just need to be obedient. Maybe God's talking to you today. You need it. You need to be saved. You need to get serious about the things of God. We're all living in today's world, and time is short, my friend. I would encourage you to make some major decisions now. He's there. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you. Today's a good day.
Thank you, Greg. Today is the end of the month, the final day of September, which means it's the final day to get this month's thank you gift, God's Promise Box. It's a beautiful painted canvas cloth box depicting the Lion of Judah looking over the holy city of Jerusalem. This box is filled with Bible verses that remind us every day of God's promises. It's our hope that when you get the Promise Box, that it will be a true encouragement to you and your family. Get your Promise Box for a gift of $100 or more when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. 1144. You can also go online, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. And when you visit our website, make sure you check out all of the wonderful prophecy-related resources. We now have over 800 items, with new items being added almost every day. swrc.com. Just as an example, when you go to the website, you'll find resources by Joel Richardson, Tom Horn, Mark Hitchcock, Jonathan Kahn, J.R. Church, Billy Crone, James Collins, and many, many, many more. Hundreds of books and DVDs right there for you, your Sunday school, homeschool, or small group. Please visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Before we go for today, we need to hear from our good friend Larry Stamm, as he has today's Messianic Minute.
Shalom, friends. Larry Stamm here with a Messianic Minute, Biblical Connections Through a Jewish Lens. Perhaps you've heard the pithy catchphrase, "The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed." At the time of Christ, the Hebrew Scriptures or Old Testament was the Bible. The New Testament had not yet been written. The resurrected Jesus testified from those Scriptures that he was the promised Messiah to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus in Luke 24, verse 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. Additionally, in John 5:39, the Lord witnessed from the Old Testament, saying, "You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me." Praise God for the whole counsel of God and for Jesus, who fulfilled the law and prophets. For more connections, visit our website at larrystamm.org or see our Larry Stamm Ministries Facebook page.
Please remember Watchmen on the Wall and SWRC in your prayers. Your financial support is needed today. You can give online, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Or by calling 1-800-652-1144. Thank you. Tomorrow, we'll finish up the week with Mark Biltz decoding the prophet Jeremiah. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.